An insurgency in Turkey run by a mysterious Islamic religious leader who lives near Amish country in Pennsylvania. 67,000 officials across nearly every aspect of Turkish society have been sacked or investigated for being connected to the failed coup last month and this Pennsylvania cleric, Fethullah Gulen. He's founder of the Hizmet movement and the Alliance for Shared Values, which teaches a form of Islam that embraces science, education, and interfaith dialogue. He's earned millions of followers both in Turkey and internationally. Is said to have established some 800 schools worldwide from Africa to right here in the United States. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has essentially imposed martial law in his country, has hired Canadian lawyer and investigator Robert Amsterdam to nab cleric Fethullah Gulen and expose him as a corrupt recipient of taxpayer funds for running the failed coup and someone to be extradited for destabilizing Turkey and exploiting young people in the U.S. and all over the world.
He is running 150 charter schools throughout North America. He's under investigation by five different FBI organizations, as well as Homeland. And he's under investigation in the largest congressional ethics inquiry in American history. So, believe me, he has been very active, not only in attempting to undermine the Turkish government, but in using the money of U.S. taxpayers to do it.
Who would go to a Gulenist school? What parent, what family would be a candidate for going to these schools?
Well, very few, which is why they don't tell you which schools they are. They do not disclose. In fact, they vehemently deny that they have these schools. And it takes investigation and an understanding of how they operate to identify them. And we've managed to identify over 150. And they all have these telltale signs, and they all use the same suppliers. They vary from a majority Turkish board to solely Turkish administrators to Turkish teachers on H-1B visas. I mean, it's an incredible organization.
You described a moment ago the largest congressional ethics investigation in U.S. history. That seems nearly hyperbole.
I know it does, but there were 200 trips to Turkey funded apparently through Gulen, but not documented properly. And those trips became the subject of this massive inquiry that I think has been referred to the DOJ. But again, that's just a small part of it. When we began this investigation, it was difficult for us to find a state in which the schools operated where his systemic political donations hadn't led to, frankly, an incredible level of penetration of the system here in the U.S. I mean, in Indiana alone, we were told that 400 state and local officials had been sent on trips to Turkey.
I mean, that doesn't on its face threaten the Erdogan government. And so while there may be nefarious junkets being offered to U.S. lawmakers, how does that threaten President Erdogan?
Well, I think the fact that he's attempting to mold U.S. policy on Turkey is only one aspect of it. The fact that he's skimming millions, and I mean millions of dollars, his schools, he teaches 60,000 students in the U.S., takes $500 million in state and federal revenue, and skims a percentage of that to go back to Turkey for his political operations. That's not insignificant.
What specific evidence do you have that Gulen inspired or triggered or commanded people to engage in this coup?
Frankly, there's a lot of evidence. The Turkish government is putting that together, delivering it to Washington. But the issue of the coup is one I will leave to the Turks. But a man who can organize the type of systemic operation he has in the United States would not have a huge problem organizing a coup in his own country. He has millions of followers. He has a very strict hierarchical organization. They use military-style encryption. And beyond all that, he's educating American students. So I think there's a heck of a lot for your listeners to be concerned about.
There's a question of standing here. In what court would you charge Mr. Gulen? And aside from extradition, What's your course of action here?
What we've done, and our course of action so far, has been to lodge complaints. We've done that in California. We've done it in Texas. And we're in the process of doing that in Ohio. And we lay out, in frankly dramatic fashion, we lay out to those people who are responsible, the education authorities, what's going on in these schools in the hopes that they will take this up and deal with it. I, for one, as somebody who studied him now for over a year, cannot understand how any foreign individual, let alone an allegedly reclusive imam, could penetrate the United States in the fashion this man has. I mean, down to rural Arkansas.
Finally, does Mr. Gulen have a Svengali in Washington? Does he have a senator or a congressperson who is particularly in his corner, who is sort of a point man or woman on various aspects of his businesses and mission?
He has quite a number, and many of them have appeared at his interfaith dialogue fundraisers. One that's always thrown out is one involving President Clinton, but there are many others. There's the former Speaker of the Illinois Legislature. There's many who have been serving as, if you will, legitimizers of the Gulen organization. By the way, many of them innocently and unknowingly. His organization gives out awards like they're candies to politicians whose followers flock to them as a way for Gulen to gain legitimacy.
You threw out the name of President Clinton there. Can you just be more precise on what relationship allegedly you're speaking of?
Oh, just a simple televised presentation President Clinton made on behalf of Fethullah Gulen that everybody cites on YouTube. I'm not saying he's in any way any more close than many other major politicians. One of Gulen's followers gave the Clinton Foundation close to $1 million, and I think that gets you certain things, and perhaps this was one of them. I just don't know.
Robert Amsterdam is the founding partner of Amsterdam & Partners. He's currently working on behalf of the Turkish government in its case against Fethullah Gulen, the Muslim cleric allegedly behind the failed Turkish coup in July.